From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day despite claims of breaches from both sides. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he has the impression that everyone is taking the cessation of hostilities seriously. According to unofficial election results, reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran in Friday's Iranian election. Final results from the vote are expected Monday. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290-seat legislature. However, state media reported hardliners were winning in areas outside the major cities. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union force in Somalia are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. The call came from heads of state meeting in a one-day summit in Djibouti. In recent months, Al-Shabaab has launched high-profile attacks against Amisom and the Somali government military bases, killing scores of soldiers. Hollywood's biggest stars are attending the 88th Annual Academy Awards ceremony. More than 40 million people worldwide are expected to be watching the ceremony. Islamic State militants launched two suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. Three suicide bombers and gunmen rode pickup trucks into Abu Ghraib. Hours later, they carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern Shiite suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24 people. This is VOA News. Tuesday will be the biggest election day so far in the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign. 11 states vote on what is called Super Tuesday, awarding nearly a quarter of the delegates the presidential contenders need at their summer conventions. With the exception of Texas, political surveys show Republican Donald Trump is leading throughout the states that vote on Tuesday.
We're really winning with everybody, and I am really thrilled by it. I think we're going to do very well on Tuesday, and we're going to beat out the establishment. The establishment is disgraceful.
Trump appeared on Fox News Sunday. He drew criticism for at first refusing to denounce the implicit endorsement of a white supremacist leader. On the Democratic side, Clinton is favored in most states. Vatican Finance Chief Cardinal George Pell admitted Monday the Roman Catholic Church has made enormous mistakes in dealing with pedophile priests. Pell gave evidence from Rome via a video link to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse meeting in Australia. The Australian church leader, now a high advisor to the Pope, said he would not try to defend the church's handling of the issue.
I'm not here to defend the indefensible. The church has made enormous mistakes, and he's working to remedy those.
Cardinal George Pell. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Sunday told a television audience that her decision to keep the country's borders open to migrants was the right one. Ms. Merkel has seen her ratings fall because of her handling of the migrants issue. She said her government is working to solve the problem causing people to flee to Europe. Voters in Switzerland have rejected a proposal to automatically deport foreign residents convicted of even minor crimes. The initiative put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party was rejected Sunday by 59% of the voters. The Swiss government had opposed the measure. Nigeria's finance ministry says it has saved its government millions of dollars by removing more than 20,000 so-called ghost workers from the payrolls. The ministry said Sunday the non-existent workers were removed from the government payroll after an audit, saving $11.5 million a month. Corruption has long stunted development in the nation's economy. Kurdish officials are working with coalition forces to discover if Islamic State militants have hit Kurdish Peshmerga fighters with chemical weapons. Dozens of Peshmerga, as well as civilians, reported suffering from nausea and vomiting after homemade IS rockets hit the northern area of Sinjar. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.